In total, Essays 1, Tablet 13, the base of History Z, Invention of Shiva. Who was Shiva really? Can you please elaborate?
Okay, well, we just talked about the 10 avatars of the Hindu religion, and they include Krishna, Shiva, and Buddha, and all the great, you know, beings in that religion that they call them the 10. Okay. And Shiva was also one of them, and he was a teacher that likely his teaching was evolved to the Tantra teaching, and in West mostly they relate the teaching of Tantra to the sexual relationship and all that, but it is not that at all. It is the path of destroying any attachment or desires by confronting it directly and completely overcoming it by confronting it instead of being afraid of it and putting the moving backbone. That's why the path of Tantra is a very direct path that usually a person is put in a situation that they have to, you know, face the fears, attachment, desires, and if they didn't fall, they fall. If they fall, they fall, and they never make it. So it is, and the Shiva, of course, is always depicted of the sitting in meditation pose with the skulls and in his neck, and the snake on his around his neck, and he's meditating in the graveyards and strange places. So. But it's very little known about exactly, you know, avatar we want. So there's a lot of fears and stories about the dark parts in Hinduism is being taught. And, but there are symbolic meanings. And so his path was the path of the direct, you know, facing your, problems, spiritual problems, and overcoming them. Actually, teaching the point, not being affected, even being in the most gross environment. And then, you know, that you should be able to go to the worst place, but not being affected, because you are in control of your senses. So, so the idea of, because of that place, and that all this story was about him is because he did not preach that we should avoid, you know, bad environment, but being in a bad environment and overcoming it. So it isn't preach go to the mountain and meditate and be afraid of the society, but he probably says go and stay with the drunkards, okay, or warmonger, or whatever, you know, bad, you know, quality some people might have had, but be able to change them, be able to affect them, and then some being affected by them. Okay. And that is a hard path to follow. A lot of people don't have the ability, okay, the power, the strength to resist the, you know, the pull of the world and the thing that they have. That's why in the Tantra, you become more powerful, you know, than in your environment. You be able to affect the environment instead of the environment be able to affect you. Okay. So that's why the path of Tantra is two paths, the higher path and lower path. Okay. The higher path is the one that you reach a point that your powerful or not get affected. And the lower path, that is mostly, as I suggested, people are familiar with it, which is the sexual part, Tantra. Even that was a practice to reach to higher path, but being able, you know, overcoming even sexual desires and not being in a slave of it, but, you know, staying in that position that you can control yourself in that environment. So that's why Shiva again is not preventing you from engaging in a worldly thing or things are not accepted in other paths, but the end result is supposed to be the same thing. You overcome that desire, you overcome that attachment, because it's like really going through it. Of course, in our teaching, we say go through it through your meditation. Okay. You really shouldn't have to act on it. Okay. Go through your meditation. Okay. I have such a desire. Okay. Disconnected. How did it disconnect it? It's just called. Am I in? I'm out to. Okay, and I break my fast. Are you? Okay. Okay, so the Shiva was the founder of the tantric path. Tantric path is the path of going through the motion, going through the desire, going through the attachment, but at the same time stay detached from it. So eventually you realize that how empty it was at the end. Okay, it's not the ultimate fulfillment in life. Okay, but in our teaching, you don't have to go through it. Okay, you can go through it through your meditation, as I talked about many times. You don't have to, you know, actually practice your attachment or your desire, but meditate on it and see, if I go through this desire, then what? Yeah. In that sense, you are completely detached from it. You go through it, and at the end, you realize, that wasn't that great either. Okay, so that desire actually will go away, or that attachment, and you're going to be free from it. And as you're free of any attachment and desire, of course, you are freer and freer to a greater degree. So this is a regular mystical path of meditation, denial, ability to, you know, to destroy your desires and attachments, and it's a tantric way of confronting your desires and going through it without attachment and overcoming it. Of course, the third way, which is our way, is going through it through your meditation. If you can overcome it, great. Do that. But if you cannot, go through it through your meditation. Okay. Meditate on it. Okay, I have this desire. Okay, what good is my desire? What is that desire that is affecting me? Go through it in your meditation. And at the end, you say, wow, that wasn't really great either. That's not really what I'm here for, or this is not the ultimate, you know, thing. And this is a simple desire and attachment. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Trainer.